Welcome to the Conference Shop and All the Goss, where event insiders spill the tea. We're going beyond the brochures and chatting with the people who actually know Australia's best hotels and event spaces. What's new? What's changing? What planners really need to know? It's all on the table. If you're planning events, hosting them, or supporting someone who is, you're in the right place. Today we're joined by Omar, who looks after an incredible portfolio of hotels across the Hyatt Hotel Group. From new openings to standout meeting spaces and tips for planners, we'll be covering it all. Let's get into it. Welcome, Omar. Let's start with your journey. How did you get into the events and hospitality world, and what's led you to where you are today?
Thank you, Carla. Thanks for having me this afternoon. I'm actually an engineer by trade, and contrary to what many people think, I'm sort of new to the industry. I've only started in the hospitality world around 10 years ago. I started as a sales and marketing coordinator. And then I just worked in property sales for about 4 years. Then I moved to global sales, where I kind of discovered the business events or incentive side of the business. And then I kind of fell in love with it. So I always felt like it was kind of meant to be. I've always been passionate about kind of leaving a mark and impacting people's life in a positive way. And I think, you know, events is a great way to do that, because you're fostering connections, you're crafting amazing events and incentives that people remember for many years after they've been at a different place or at a hotel or a venue. Something I kind of like, I really enjoy.
Yeah, I would not have known it was only 10 years. You seem to have fit right in. It's like you've been doing it forever. Can you tell us a little bit about your role and the brands you look after?
So I've been with Hyatt for about 2.5 years. So I'm part of Hyatt Salesforce team, which is global sales team. So I am a global director of sales for meetings and events. That's my market segment. So I am based in Sydney, Australia, and I cover, in terms of customer, I cover Australia and New Zealand. But I sell the enterprise. So, you know, for example, with you, when you're sourcing an event for in Japan or in Italy, then you come to me, and then I'll be able to liaise with our properties over there. So there is no really like a limit when it comes to our portfolio, when it comes to selling Hyatt. But I cover customer base Australia and New Zealand.
Okay, great. But for those that are not familiar with all the properties in your portfolio, what are some of the standout brands or hotels that you think planners should know about?
Yeah. Well, here's where it gets interesting. Hyatt has 33 brands in our portfolio. So we continue to grow, have added more markets, more segments, and more opportunity to consolidate our brand in the luxury, lifestyle, leisure, and well-being space. That's where our strategy is. Globally, we have 1,455 hotels. So as I mentioned, 33 brands. So since 2017, just to give you a bit of a point of reference, we have doubled the amount of luxury rooms, tripled the amount of resort rooms. We have 5 times the number of lifestyle rooms in our portfolio. So we're the smallest of the big boys. But we don't want to be the largest. Our strategy is not that. We don't really want to compete in that. So that's what we just really want to differentiate when it comes to premium. So we're offering premium product and experience. Our purpose, that's actually one of the main pillars of everything we do at Hyatt. We care for people so they can be their best. So it's very important. That's something you should remember about Hyatt. So that's at the center of everything we do. So we care. So we care for our colleagues. We care for our customers. We care for, you know, people in the industry. So then that's something that kind of like it filters down to everything that Hyatt does. So because we feel if you care, you're going to do your best. If you care, you're going to respect. If you care, you are going to try to do absolutely you can to make your customer happy. And the last one, which is the third differentiator, is like our F&B. Just we feel like, you know, we get through people's heart and minds through their stomach. So that's something we excel when it comes to meetings and events and overall in all of our brands.
Okay. So what are the standout brands though? Like particularly in Australia, everyone knows, you know, in Sydney there's Hyatt Regency, but what are some of the other Hyatt brands that you think planners should know about for the next time they want to book an event?
Correct. So we have like a 5 portfolios of brands. So we have luxury. In the luxury portfolio, we have Park Hyatt. Most people are quite familiar with Park Hyatt. They're great for incentive. Some of those Park Hyatt, like Park Hyatt Melbourne, they have fantastic conferencing facilities. So that's something you should always consider when it comes to both Incentiva Conference, Alila, and they're part of this one. Alila, we don't have any Alila in Australia, but we do have Alilas in Asia Pacific. So they're great for incentive, small groups, and some of them will have meeting facilities. From that, we'll jump to maybe lifestyle portfolio. Then we have Andas, Standard, Thompson, JDV, but they're mostly in the US. Those are great when it comes to like incentive. Inclusive is that a portfolio, but we don't have many in this region, but they're more like us, you know, like all inclusive, self-explanatory. Classic is where most of them, you know, the brands are quite familiar with, which is the Grand Hyatt, you know, Grand Hyatt Melbourne, Hyatt Regencies, Hyatt Centric. And the last one is Essentials, with like a, we have like a, which is pretty where we have the least number of properties in our portfolio. So it's like about the Hyatt Places, Hyatt House, Caption, which are opening one in Sydney in September. I'll touch on that later on this. So when you look at our portfolio, and that's something, again, we do quite differently compared to the other big boys, about 70% of our portfolio sits on that premium upscale product or segment. So then when you come to Hyatt, you will expect consistency, you'll expect great service, and it's kind of reflected in everything we do. So that's something, you know, would really set us apart from any other hotel chain.
Okay. That's good to know. So you live and breathe it, sounds like.
Correct.
So now for the exciting bit. Is there anything new or exciting happening? Any hotel openings, refurbishments, or upcoming developments you want to share with the listeners?
Yeah, of course. So there is so much going on. Sadly, I'm not allowed to share everything that is happening, but I'll do my best to share as much as I can. So I just want to touch on, we recently announced and launched the Asia Pacific Meetings and Events Alliance. So this is like, we pretty much brought together Asia Pacific meetings and events hotels, like 9 of them. So just to kind of standardize benefits, contracts, terms and conditions. And they're just deployed all across Asia Pacific. So 9 of them. So they're like Grand Hyatt Bali, Grand Hyatt Bangkok, Grand Hyatt Hong Kong, Grand Hyatt Incheon, Grand Hyatt KL, Grand Hyatt Manila, Grand Hyatt Singapore, Grand Hyatt Taipei, and Hyatt Regency Sydney. So these hotels, the idea is just to kind of make things easier for the customer. So whenever they're looking for an event, like whether it's anything from 50 rooms and above, then they'll qualify to get it, like any of the benefits that these hotels will be able to offer. And if it's an annual event or something happens annually or every 2 years, then you know that these hotels will be able to cater for that. And then that expertise will be transferred to the next hotel and it will keep it consistent. Again, consistency for us is very important. That's something we're kind of very proud of because it's been quite a few months in the making. We have this in the US and it's been quite successful, but now we have our own in Asia Pacific. And then at the moment we have only 9 hotels, but we'll have more. In terms of openings, quite a few happening. So we have the Andas Gold Coast coming up on February 2026. It's going to have a 202 rooms. We're very excited because it's going to be the first Andas in Australia and in the Pacific. We have Caption by Hyatt, part of that Essential Collection I was talking before, opening on the 1st of September 2025. It's going to be in Sydney. For those of you who are familiar with Sydney, they're located right behind Capital Theatre, just near to Haymarket. And we have the Hyatt House, which is, again, the first brand we have in Australia, which is going to have 97 rooms in South Melbourne. Okay, very close to Albert Park, prime location for the Grand Prix. That's going to be 1st of July, 2025. I mean, living a bit of outside of Australia in the Americas, we have quite a few hotels coming up. I've picked something you might like. You know, we've got the Park Hyatt Los Cabos, Mexico, 43, 2025. In Asia Pacific, the Park Hyatt Kuala Lumpur, Q3 2025. And EMEA, we have Hyatt Regency Rome, Q3 2025. And Andas Lisbon, Q3 2025. So those are the few that we have in the pipeline, but we could spend the whole hour talking about the new openings.
But it's exciting to hear what's coming even just to Australia. And the Andas brand is just beautiful too.
Right.
So will all of those new openers have event spaces within the hotels?
It will come down to on property. The ones that I mentioned before, they wouldn't be like a, they wouldn't have large meeting space. They are more for on the accommodation part. But like I said, like a, it will come down to the different properties depending on the facilities or you know the building itself. But these ones that I've mentioned, they don't have large, but it will be great for accommodation for groups. So the big MICE hotels will remain the same at this point in Australia. Mm-hmm. but more to come. Like I said, our development team is working around the clock to get like a new properties and adding great MICE properties into our portfolio. Meetings and events is one of the main pillars for Hyatt. So therefore, we'll continue to grow in that aim.
Look forward to it.
So then what trends are you seeing for 2025 that smart planners should keep an eye on?
Well, it is quite interesting. We're seeing in terms of market, market's been shifting quite a bit. Obviously, there's been a lot of external factors affecting the business events. So we are seeing a bit more focus into Asia Pacific. Planners are like anything that presidential conferences still tend to stay in Australia and Asia Pacific, and that's been impacted by, you know, the US currency exchange and the airfares that's impacting, you know, people just trying to go a bit further. So when it comes to conferencing, residential conferences tend to stay in like Australia, New Zealand and Asia Pacific. And when it comes to incentive, it's kind of like it is quite all across the board. Like there's a lot of going to Europe, a little bit of Africa, US, in America. So it is quite of an interesting outlook. Some industries are performing better than other ones. You know, professional services, financial services are quite active, technology as well. So it's a very dynamic environment.
Yeah, it's very unpredictable at the moment, I think. I don't know when it's going to settle down, but hopefully it does soon. So then if someone's considering one of your hotels for their next event, what's the best way to get them started?
Well, first of all, they should contact Carla at the conference shop. They have to remember, like, I'm kind of like the main person for Hyatt in this region, so they can always get in touch with me, and I'll be happy just to work with them in terms of the brief and suggest, you know, the property that will be, you know, the best fit for a particular brief.
Yeah, I know you do that for me all the time. It's wonderful to have that one-stop shop and that one person to reach out to, because you literally help us nationally and internationally. So it's good to know.
Correct. Yeah, I'm kind of the main liaison between us and our client.
Yeah, it's great. So now we're up to our signature question. So today, for you, Omar, what's the wildest or most unforgettable thing you've ever seen at a business event?
To me, it comes back to connections. That's something that always doesn't ever stop to amaze me. You know, when people come to an event that is well planned, delivered, people, you know, they kind of connect, create, and then they create and develop relationships. They're like long lastings, and that's what you see in this industry. People have been in the industry, they're kind of friends. You have that friendship, that sense of community, and I think we do that very well. That's something that really never stops to amaze me, like how great, you know, the connections that that are created and developed or every time, you know, you are at one of the events. That's why, like, everything we do at Hyatt is kind of trying to aim for that.
Yeah, yeah. Connection is a big thing, isn't it? So important in this industry. Well, that's it for this episode of The Conference Shop and All the Goss. If you picked up a tip or had a light bulb moment or now know the perfect venue for your next event, we've done our job. If you're looking for a venue that actually ticks all the boxes, you know where to find us. Until next time, happy planning.